John Hoshea with you once again here on the WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon. And joining me now is one of my favorite people, Janet Hunter. Despite the fact she's a Cub fan, we're still going to have her on the Relay for Life today. Janet, glad you could be with us. And Sue tells me that you have been a Radiothon donor every year since we started in 2014. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What makes you want to donate to Relay for Life Radiothon?
Well, I have been through a lot with my parents, and my dad had colon cancer. He had surgery and at one time and had a colostomy, and as the time went on, he it came back and he had another surgery, thought he could lick it, but he did not. It got him. He was 64 years old, and he died in 71. Then my mother had multiple myeloma, and that was, she was 75 when she passed away in 87. She had to have dialysis. So we took her back and forth to Moline, and that was when Dr. Alla was just, I think it was fairly new in the Quad Cities, and so she was on that for a while. Then she could have the peritoneal dialysis, which was in the home, so that helped us out because Dr. Alla didn't have an office or a place here in Aledo yet. So then my brother, he had colonoscopy. I don't know exactly what year that was.
Right.
But he's 88, and he's still living with the colostomy. My sister, Shirley, in California, she has had bladder cancer for several years. She goes, she has regular times when she goes to have it checked, and if there are any cells, then she has a treatment that she goes through. And let's see, she's 83 now. My father-in-law, Dave Hunter, he died in 1985 of colon cancer. My granddaughter was 15 when she passed away of brain cancer, and that was in 2001. So that's my closest relation that has died of cancer.
Right.
But a lot of friends, of course, but I just know that something has to be done to help cure it. So that's why I have given and like to help people.
To say that it's affected you personally would be an understatement, so thus I can see why you like to support this Relay for Life. We want to thank you for your donations over the years, and we know it goes for a good cause, and so thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Okay, I'll see you Monday.
All right, that is Janet Hunter. Once again, she's been a donor to the Radiothon since we started back in 2014, so once again, give us a call at 582-5626. That's 582-5626 if you would like to help out, and we want to thank her for joining us.